to the Bosque County Blast. I'm Cynthia Davis.
And I'm Art Nevitalis. Now for today's news blast.
In this episode, you'll hear from Mayor Josh Thayer of Valley Mills about an investigation at City Hall. We also caught up with Shasta Casey of the Grindhouse Coffee and sampled the brew.
But first, a message from one of our sponsors.
Corner Drug Cafe in downtown Clifton has a little bit of everything to offer, and it depends on the day of the week in which you stop by. Check out lunch specials there, as well as their new online ordering and delivery system available within a 3-mile radius around Clifton. They can cater any event with delicious pastries, sandwiches, and beautiful and delicious cakes. And don't forget about the classic 1932 soda fountain housed in the building. Stop by for a soda and ice cream treat. You can find out more about the Corner Drug Cafe online at cornerdrugcafe.com or on Facebook and Instagram for daily updates. For our lead story today, we talked to Mayor Josh Thayer about an investigation into alleged financial misappropriation at Valley Mills City Hall. Keep in mind, this is an interview we recorded on December 30th, prior to the City Council meeting held Monday.
I'm Josh Thayer, Mayor of Valley Mills. I've been mayor here since May 10th of this past year. I won't go into details so much of who it is, but what I can say is, because it's a matter of open records, on August 9th in our council meeting, it was voted on by council to allow Bosque County Sheriff's Department to go forward with the investigation into some allegations that have been made. The investigation started with me receiving a written statement and some pretty substantial evidence of misappropriation of funds, I guess best describes it.
So when did all this start?
When I first got the information, I first got it back in June or July. And, you know, our chief can't investigate anything here or be involved in that because it's conflict of interest. My role as mayor is to protect the funds of the city. You know, ultimately, these are taxpayer dollars that belong to the citizens of Valley Mills. So the first thing I did is I contacted the Texas Rangers.
And in this type of investigation, it's common for the police chief of a municipality to not investigate since the department and the city are two parts of the same entity. But how has the case developed over the last 5 months?
It all led up to me contacting the sheriff's department, then us ultimately having a city council meeting to go forward. It's been ongoing. There's been more stuff brought to me. Anytime I get any type of potential evidence or whatever, I just turn it directly over to the detective who is handling the case. And it's up to them. You know, obviously everybody's innocent until proven guilty. It's up to a jury, lawyers, judge, all that process to determine guilt. What I will say about it is I've seen the evidence and it's pretty overwhelming.
And Bosque County Sheriff Trace Hendricks noted that due to the type of investigation, it can take a while for everything to fall into place. We asked how much money had been allegedly mishandled or misappropriated.
Unfortunately, I've seen it, and I can't look the other way, so I just turn it over to people that are, you know, it's their career to find out what all it entails, if it's crime or not. Estimated from stuff that I've seen, rough estimate somewhere around $27,000. But we only know the things we know. I mean, who knows what we don't know until it's all been investigated. I'm in a position where, you know, it's a small town, everybody knows everybody's business. You know, I take a lot of heat for turning this over. Quite a bit of it was given to me by somebody else, and then there's been a few things I've found on my own. I guess my thing is, I'm not going to look the other way. Whatever comes out of it, comes out of it.
And remember, this is still an ongoing investigation, so that number could change depending on what is found moving forward. Mayor Thayer left us with this.
I wish I could give more details, but I don't want to interfere with the investigation or anything like that.
Thank you, Mayor, for the information, and we wish the city and sheriff's office luck and due diligence in moving forward. We'll have more on the city council meeting later today on BosqueCountyBlast.com. Leon's Floor Covering has been a Clifton staple for over 70 years. They know how to get the job done right, and if they can't, they've got a list of locally trusted contractors that they'd use for their own home. From taking it down to the studs and building it right back up, Leon's can handle whichever room you want a facelift or remodel for. Stop by the store to see all the options for your living room, kitchen, bathroom, dining room, playroom, and more. They've got marble countertops, tile, wood floors, fixtures, you name it. Find Kelly Moore paints or even have your vacuum serviced. Leon's Floor Covering is in downtown Clifton, right at the corner of Avenue D and 5th Street. For questions, call 254-675-8686 and they'll be eager to help plan every part of your next project and get the job done right the first time. It's a family tradition. To the news desk and local events.
The Valley Mills Youth Baseball Association and Clifton Baseball and Sports for Youth will be opening up registration soon. The season for Valley Mills starts March 26th, while baseball workshops is planned in Clifton for January 22nd. Just visit cliftonsportsforyouth.org for more information in Clifton, in which registration is now open, and give the Valley Mills Youth Baseball Association a like on Facebook for updates.
In addition, registration is open for the Meridian Baseball Softball Association, and forms are typically required by late February. Watch at Meridian Baseball on Facebook for more information, and registration is open in Valley Mills as well.
The Bosque Arts Center will be hosting Mardi Gras Saturday, February 12th with the Gumbo Keens to bring the Zydeco. The gumbo will be chicken and pork, and tickets are on sale now. Visit BosqueArtsCenter.org for tickets or call 254-675-3724. Tickets are only available through February 7th, so reserve them early and listen to our December 20th, 2021 episode for all of the details. This party will be held at the Tin Building Theater.
We've got a special message from Clifton Feed about taking care of your pets in the colder weather this season.
We are the animal superstore. We want to think about our pets. First of all, their health. Number two, their environment. If they're an outside animal, do they have shelter? Do they have a nice place to stay out of the wind? Nutrition is something that we take care of and pay attention to year-round, particularly in the wintertime. Clifton Feed has about 10 different brands that we sell now. Our number one brand, and that's exclusive. It is made by Purina, so it does have all of the nutrition covered. It has vitamins, minerals, proteins. Our front door is always open. Come in, we can answer a lot of questions. If we don't know the answer, we know where to find it. We've got a lot of research backing what we do with our nutrition products. So ask us questions, that's what we're here for.
Well, the exclusive is the greatest dog food there ever was. The dog can utilize more of it and there's less waste. So you don't have to worry about walking in the backyard and encountering any surprises.
Stop by 203 East 5th Street in Clifton or call 254-675-3416. The Healthy Kids Running Series is back in Clifton for youth countywide and is currently registering runners. The runs take place on Sunday afternoons beginning at 3 p.m. for about a month. The dates for the spring season this year are March 27th, April 3rd, 10th, and 24th, and May 1st. Runners will not compete on Easter Sunday. Children ages 2 through 8th grade, Challenger for ages 2 through 18, are eligible. The series takes place each Sunday at Clifton City Park, located at 401 East 2nd Street. Call Clifton Coordinator Renee Keller at 254-386-7358 to get registered, or visit the Facebook Healthy Kids Running Series-Clifton, Texas to register online. Bosque Animal Rescue Kennels is seeking warm blankets, treats, and newspapers for the pups as they face this winter weather. Message at Bark Rescue on Facebook, email barkrescuekennels@gmail.com, or call 254-675-1954 to donate today. Whether it's a blanket or cash for toys, food, pillows, or otherwise, it goes a long way towards finding these dogs their forever homes. And the Meridian Volunteer Fire Department has announced a barbecue sandwich benefit for Assistant Fire Chief Michael Walker January 29th at 5:30 p.m. The event will take place at the Meridian Civic Center. Mike has served the Meridian Volunteer Fire Department for 16 years and was in the ICU on life support for 23 days recently due to a double infection of COVID-19 and pneumonia. The fundraiser will benefit Walker and his family as he continues medical treatment. For those that can't attend, donations can also be mailed to Meridian Volunteer Fire Department at P.O. Box 722, Meridian, Texas 76665. The department notes that it appreciates any and all donations given to support this local family. Foothills Bar and Grill has a little bit of everything you need. Delicious food, adult beverages, frosty margs, you name it. And don't forget about live music entertainment. Stop by, try some burgers and brews, or order an authentic New York style pizza. Don't forget to check out tater tumblers that melt in your mouth, stuffed mushrooms, and much more. Try the jukebox, play some pool, or watch the game on the big screen. The restaurant is open throughout the week at 702 South Avenue G. Visit the Big Bosque County Business Directory on our site for all the information. And give Foothills Restaurant and Bar a like on Facebook. For our final story today, we caught up with Shasta Casey about the latest coffee shop trend in Clifton, the Grindhouse Coffee.
My name is Shasta Casey. I am the owner of the Grind Coffee House here in Clifton. We decided to open it. We moved to Clifton about a year ago from Seattle, and we saw that there was no drive-through coffee stands in town. So when we purchased this house 6 months ago, we took the opportunity, since it is zoned residential commercial right off of Highway 6, that we were going to open our own little coffee stand. And so we ran with it. It took a little bit to get it going because we did all the work ourselves. But here we are, and we opened up, and we're doing pretty good.
All right, and I know you just kind of went through your first week. How was it?
The first week was good. Started off slow just because we're new to town. But word of mouth travels fast in these little towns, and everybody knows everybody. And once the first couple people went through, they decided, you know, to tell their friends, to tell their friends, to tell their family. It sped up, and we've been doing really good since.
So where did the idea and Casey come from?
I brought my coffee here from where I grew up. So it's a local brew from a little town I grew up in called Sumner, Washington. The roast has been around for years. I grew up drinking it. So I decided to bring it with me to Clifton so y'all could have a little part of my hometown. The menus, we serve anything hot and cold. I also have little pastries inside, sodas. I do cold brew, my own cold brew. Also, we have Lotus Energy Drink, which is a plant-based organic energy drink. It tastes like Red Bull, but it's 98% natural. I have a skinny version, which has zero sugar. It is made with sucralose, and you could either drink it by itself or add any flavoring to it. We followed some family down here. They moved here a couple years back, and they fell in love. We decided we wanted a change of life and have our kids grow up in, you know, a small town, small, safe town. And so we followed them down here, and it's perfect, and we love it.
And she even has some plans for the future.
We are on Facebook. I have a business page on Facebook. Also, I'm going to be putting us on Instagram, and I would like to do an online menu where you can order ahead and then pick up in the drive-thru. The address is 315 South Avenue G. It is drive-thru only right now. Eventually, we would like to add indoor seating. We just have to make it a little more accessible per guidelines.
Thanks, Shasta. And seriously, try the coffee. It's worth it. That's it for the Bosque County Blast.
Download the Bosque County Blast mobile app on Google Play or in your app store.
Don't forget to subscribe for $5 a month or $50 for the year for access to breaking news in Bosque County. I'm Art Devitalis.
And I'm Cynthia Davis. Until next time, thank you for listening.